to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I hope you guys are enjoying the show today. We are bouncing all over the place. We started off with how you can combine travel and education, because that's definitely something Doc Bill and I really want to encourage. There's so many ways that you can keep kids engaged throughout the school year and also do a bit of traveling, even if it's a staycation, right, Doc Bill? You don't have to travel actually physically. You can actually do it virtually sometimes, too.
Well, you can, you can. And we were talking about Portland, Oregon, and then a short way from Portland, Oregon is Bend. And Bend is a really, really neat place.
Well, I don't know if I would want to travel virtually there. I want to go to Bend. We had such a great time there that I would encourage folks to hop on that plane and head over to Bend, and that's B-E-N-D, Oregon, because when you talk about outdoors, if you like hiking, biking, horseback riding, walking with your dog, fly fishing, I mean, am I leaving something out or just like cooling out?
Oh, whitewater rafting, fishing. It's a neat place because when you're in Portland, the Portland area has around 3 million people. When you go to Bend, you're looking at a population around about 76,000 people, a lot smaller place, but it's really centered around an outdoor area. It's a small town with a lot of great restaurants, and you can walk pretty much to all the restaurants in that area. It's a very easy walking around town, and that's the neat thing about it.
And beautiful walks, too. Now, if you want to just stay in the city of Bend, there's pathways that you can take. You can just also just sit and watch people, you know, doing the tubing up and down the river. I mean, it's just a wonderful place to really go and disconnect, but learn a lot about nature, too, and really the appreciation for nature. Because one of the things that struck me about Bend when we were there were all of the locals and the residents that we met who were so into really not only being friendly with tourists coming through, but just their appreciation for nature, their appreciation for really ecotourism. I mean, all of that just really was really shining through very easily for anyone to see.
Well, it is. I mean, there were a lot of concerts going on there, and some concerts were free. The ones that you had to pay for, they weren't that expensive. And food-wise, the food is very, very good in Bend. We were lucky to be there during a festival called The Taste of Bend.
Yeah.
But relatively, the food in Bend is actually a lot more inexpensive than the food in the Atlanta and Gainesville area, and very good quality.
And a great market, too, a great farmer's market that we had a chance to see. And there were so many things that are grown in that area. Now, we had an opportunity to go and visit a couple of farms because we went on a tour with Chef Betty.
Well, we did, and that was a great tour. We saw some of the things that set up the farm, the table area. They're very big into organic food there. And, again, their growing season is very short relative to what we have here in Georgia. And so their crops are going to pretty much be a lot of lettuce, a lot of root vegetables. Tomatoes is a very short season, and you really have tomatoes that you do get are small tomatoes. But again, it's really good. It's farm fresh. They have very good meat, very good pork. And those are things that really, make for, a good plate setting and a lot of good food for a lot of local restaurants. Or you could just buy and eat at your VRBO place that you're staying at.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that when we were out on the tour with Chef Betty, one of the things that she shared with us is that she does these tours really for the school kids. Now, adults come along because I don't think there were any school kids on the tour with us when we went on it. But it's a great idea because here's a great opportunity for that travel plus learning, because what she's doing is she's helping kids understand where their food actually comes from. Because if you live in a large city, kids may just think that, well, it's a grocery store where the vegetables come from. It's a grocery store where, you know, the various meats come from. But by taking her tour, they get a chance to actually see how the food is grown, how, you know, the animals are, you know, how the farming takes place, how the ranches are done. I mean, you get a chance to really see all of that, kind of the behind-the-scenes side of things.
Well, you do. You know, that we met at a neat place called the Savory Spice Shop, where you got to see a lot of the fresh herbs and stuff that they were used in the dishes. And again, you got it to go around with her and showing you the area and get a good feel of the food. And you can actually go, you know, stop at places, get some of these great ingredients, pack your own lunch, and take it on some of the great sights to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you want to learn a little bit more about Chef Betty, check out her website, which is called thewelltraveledfork.com. We may have to go back out there because I love that alpaca farm that we went to, too.
Well, it was neat seeing the alpaca. That was pretty, pretty neat. The thing that I liked was when we went to Smith Rock State Park, because it's this huge rock that's just gorgeous. The scenery is breathtaking, and the river winds below it. And seeing the paths, the waterfowl, it was just a gorgeous scene to observe.
I really like that too. I mean, you did have to really go down pretty deep into the valley there to get down to the hiking paths, but it was fantastic, like you mentioned. I mean, 651 acres is what you have there as part of that state park. So you can definitely do all of the things you just mentioned, the hiking. You can also go for a run. Remember the lady who came running by, she and her dog? So, I mean, it's just all kinds of activities that you can do.
And it's neat. Ben is actually a caldera. It's a raised high mountain desert plateau, but it's a series of volcanoes in that area there. And there are a few active volcanoes around there. You know, there's some lava tubes, and you have some hot springs in that region as well. So that makes it kind of neat.
It really does. And a lot of those rocks that you see there are really compressed volcanic ash. And the fascinating thing that I saw too, and I know you saw it as well, that was all the rock climbers. I mean, did you find that amazing?
It was. A lot of people that were climbing rocks, a lot of people doing extreme hiking. And again, these are huge mountains, you know, that come up and they go pretty high. So when you walk around, you can look in the distance and see mountains that are covered in snow. And that's kind of neat.
Oh, well, I thought it was really, really neat. So if you're into photography, horseback riding, climbing, running trails, hiking, biking, I mean, the list goes on. Definitely, if you're out there, check out that state park, the Smith Rock State Park. Now, we also did a couple of other things, too. What about that hike to Benham Falls?
Well, that was neat. You know, you basically got to see an area that was beautiful, very good photography. You saw the falls, which is about 25 feet. And then, you know, the way the falls are set up, you can go to certain parts of it and get some nice, good shots done.
Absolutely. Another spot that was really great for walking and really great also, too, even for, you know, folks who may have limited mobility, it would be easy to take that hike. There's also some biking along that way. And you're going right along the Deschutes River, which is very near Bend. And that was just a beautiful, beautiful sight to see. As a matter of fact, a lot of people like to go there because they think that or feel that particular falls is one of the best ones to see that is so easily accessible. The falls, I think, are around 25 feet.
Yeah, you also have the Three Sisters, which is, again, a group of cluster of mountains that are very impressive to look at, and that's really neat. You can rent bikes a lot of places in Bend and all around Bend, and then you can also rent electric bikes. And electric bikes, you know, if you don't want to pedal much, you're kind of old, you can keep up with the best of them if you got a good electric bike.
Excuse me now, who are you calling old?
Well, I would get an electric bike myself as well.
Well, hey, I'm telling you, I probably would do that too. I don't know about just biking the whole day. I would rather actually do the hiking. So that would be my preference. But certainly biking, like you said, is available. But now you also did fly fishing. So tell me a little bit about that. Where did you guys go?
The fly fishing is really neat. I mean, there's many places in Bend. You can go fly fishing places near the Three Sisters. There's just a lot of little parks and stuff. And they do fly fishing most of the year round, except in the winter when it gets cold. Another thing about Bend, when you're walking around, they have all these great coffee shops, just incredible coffee shops. So that's something that you could really stop at all the time and get a morning coffee and something to eat at a variety of different coffee shops.
Well, I think that's what you guys did each morning. I would wake up and you were already gone.
Yeah.
So you were out getting coffee at the coffee shops?
Coffee shops and some type of food, either a Danish or a breakfast at a variety of great places in the city.
And a lot of great places for dinner, too. Now, after our walks, we would usually come back and have lunch and do that kind of thing and then just kind of sit around and enjoy the view because we were staying at a vacation rental house that was right on the river. And we'd go right down to the patio. We could sit there all day and just watch the people go by. It was fantastic.
Well, it was. And I recommend people to consider Bend. It's one of those voted one of the top places to go to in 2000. I think it's either 14 or 15 by the New York Times.
Absolutely. It was definitely highly rated as one of their top spots to go. And fascinating place. And again, it's part of our theme today, travel and education. I would say it's top of the list for that, for sure. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment, and Doc Bill, I have been promising the listeners that we are going to do these insider scoops where we talk to some of our experts, people who come to us and let us know kind of the deal on what's going on with things, really from the point of view of how the professionals kind of know things. Because a lot of times as a consumer, we don't always know all of the inside scoop. So when we come back, we have someone joining us who is going to talk about just hotels versus also, you know, the Airbnb and the VRBO places where you can stay. So we can compare those. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit with Doug Denman about that. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys sit tight. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. WDUN.
Welcome.